for a certain question regarding artificial insemination. And that is, now, we pointed out last time that if the donor is a mamzer, so then the child is a mamzer. Not only according to the Shmuel, but even we said, even according to the Taz. Now, the question arises, now, if the donor is not a mamzer, or if he's a goy, so then the blood is not a mamzer. Because in even though she's an ishishish, but when is the blood a mamzer, only if there is a birasur, but here, there is no birasur. The Yisar of Chmaisar to Shaim is Asu, that's not an Yisar of Bisasuras, that's an Yisar of a perversion, it's against the abomination, but it's not a Biasura, of course. So, Mele, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. But if the donor is a Mamzer, so then the Vlad would be a Mamzer, Mitzad Aloche of a Vlad Hile Chachara Pogum Shebishneim. Now, of course, one doesn't know whether who the donor is. Now, the donors are exclusively medical students, and it's impossible even to find out who the donor is. So the question is, are we tzbicheshes? If such a thing happened, and unfortunately, to our shame, I mean, it happens, even among Jews, so when the question comes up, she has such a child. Now, is it mutalavi bikor? And if there is no way, of course, if it's possible to find out who the donor is, so by all means, an investigation should be made. But no probability, I mean, it will not be found out who the donor was. So the question is the blood mutalavi bikor? Are we to be cheshish? Maybe the donor was a mamza. And the Meiled of Vlad, the child that is born as a result of that, is also a mamzer. One second. Now there is halacha of shtuke. Now what is shtuke? In other words, if the mother was mizane, so if the mother says liplini nivalti v'koshahu, so then she is nemenes. Then she is nemenes, even though rivu yir apsuli. That's the halacha. But if, let's say, the mother is a sheito, she's feeble-minded, or the mother herself doesn't know, she says she doesn't know who the Baal is, so then the halacha is that the din of sofik mamzer, the vlad. And he's also loving the kol. Of course, I mean, the Yisal of the call cannot be Midraise because Sofik Mamzer is also Muta Midraise. But he has a din of Sofik Mamzer. So there is a Machlekes Rishen. In one case, there is no Machlekes Rishen. That is, in the case where we know that the Ishe, the mother, went to the Be'er. So then, all Rishenim agree that the Vlad is awesome. If the mother doesn't know herself who the Baal was, or the mother is feeble-minded, so in that case, and we know that the mother went to the Baal, not the Baal came to the mother, but the mother went to the Baal, so then he's certainly awesome. Why? Because there's aloche kol kavua ki mechzal v'achdome. If there is a mamzer, one person. One mamzer in the city, and we know that the mother went to the Baal, and there is a mamzerin in the city, even though most are sharing. So then we say that the blood is kosher. I'm sorry. Then the blood is kosher. Why? Because there is a loch of kol kavua ki mechzal mechzadom. What is it? Al tzofik. Kol kavua ki mechzal mechzadom. That's the loch. Teishach nuris. תשע חנויה ישמיכס פסר שחותו ויחס מחרס פסר נבילו. So if he found it in the street, so then we say call the police, no go the police. But if he bought in the store, but he doesn't know in which store, even though it's 9 chances against 1, so that's the aloche. Or more of the comrades, there's a kosu that kong kabua, ki mechta mechta dom. In other words, inasmuch as the Sofik arose in the Mikim Akrias, so Mela it's Kimachtal Machtadome, and it's awesome. So if the mother went to the Baal, and we know that there are Mamzerim in the city, the Apsulim in the city, so then the Vlad is possible. Suppose we know that the Baal came to her, so then the Vlad is kosher.
Something mounted the pressure if she doesn't know.
No. If we know that the Baal came to her, even though she doesn't know, she is feeble-minded, or she just doesn't know who he is, but he came to her, so then we say, call the poris mirube poris, and we say the Baal was perish from the rope. Sure. Not from Mamzer. If she went to the Baal, so then it's called Kavua. We apply the law of Kavua. But if the Baal, if we know that the Baal came to her, so then we say call the Polis Mereba Polis and the Vlad is kosher. The question is, suppose we don't know. We don't know whether, let's say she is feeble-minded, so we don't know whether the Baal came to her or she went to the Baal. So then there is a Machlekes Rishen. The two shita is that in the case where we don't know, so then the Vlad is muter if there are two rovs. In other words, let's say Yan Poroshes Adrochim. Both were two rovs. The rov men of the city are Kshirim, and also the rov of the travelers. So are two rovs. Where do we find the concept of two rovs? The Gemara mentioned, of course, it's Rabbonon. That we find like Abikune. But the Tur applies it even Ligabe the Psul Mamzer. I mean, it's a chiddush. The Gemara doesn't mention this halacha of two robes, which is Midrabono, Ligabe anything other than Yuchsen, Likune. But the Tur applies it even Ligabe Kol, Psul of the Kol, yes?
I think there, where you find something, we'll get a character of Taibalat there. And
that's a Leachpeir. That's the Suki in Leachpeir of Revi Korev to Hilchenach Arof to Hilchenach Korev. So there, the Gemara mentions of the Indian of Taibalach. I mean, that's in the Suki of Revi Korev. But there is no aloche of two robes there. There is no aloha of the rob. Yeah. So the aloha of two robes, I'll leave it maskone, so that is only the Gabi Yuchsen, but the Tur applies it to the Vlatu. So, the Tur now, why does the Tur say that if there are two robes, so then it's muta, but the question is, but there is a loch of kol kavua kemechtal mechtadome. The answer is that midraise the Vlad is certainly muta. The Vlad is certainly muta. Because first of all, it might be that she went, that he came to her. And even if he came to her, so it's mechtal mecht. So it's only osam derabonon. So because of that, the two holes, that if there are two holes, so then it's muta. Other Rishonim hold that even with two holes, it's osa. If we don't know whether she came to her or she went to him. Now that's the situation, that's the aloche ligabe, a Vlad that was Neilad. We know who the mother is, but we don't know who the father is. Shtuki. So then, if we know that the Baal came to her, then according to everybody it's muta. If we know that she went to the Baal, I'm sorry, if we know the Baal went to her, that's right, so then according to everybody it's muta. If we know that she went to the Baal, so then it's kavua, so then according to everybody it's osa. If we don't know whether the Baal went to her or she went to the Baal, so then according to the Tur, so if there are two rovs, it's muter. But if there aren't two rovs, just one rov, the Tur is also maybe it's osa. And according to the other, if we don't know whether the Baal went to her or she went to the Baal, so then it's also even with two homes. This is the halacha ligabe vlat shtuki, where the mother doesn't know.
Now,
no, Rivo here, you mean here, ligabe? No, here it's the defect goyim, because you see, goyim, that's a goyim aksherim, and the Jew is not a mamzer aksherim, ligabe artificial insemination. So then, so both goyim are considered as aksherim, and Jews who are not mamzerim are also considered as aksherim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one second, now I want to apply this to the question that we have, that we are concerned with. Now, so if we child was born and we don't know who the donor is, so the question is, does he have a din like a vlat shtuki, where the mother doesn't know, and in this case, in the case of artificial insemination, the mother doesn't know. So maybe he should be awesome. Or he does not have a din like a vlat shtuki. So we have to apply the same halachas that are mentioned regarding a vlat shtuki. The mother doesn't know, but they are regarding a vlat shtuki, so we say that if the mother certainly went to the Baal, then the blood is muta. If the Baal went to the mother, so then he says the blood is certainly muta. If it's certain that the mother went to the Baal, then it's kavua, so it's osa. Now, how is it here? Here, now she goes to the doctor. Now the doctor has a bottle with that specimen. And then, now, where is the Mikri Makriyas, the original Mikri Makriyas? That's the medical school. That's the original Mikri Makriyas. That's the original Mikri Makriyas. It's the medical school. Now, if it is the original, so if, let's say, the woman would go to the medical school, then there wouldn't be any shaila. That it would be a case of kavua. If we know,
no,
if
why?
one second, if we know that they are medical students, they are donors, mamzer. Of course, I mean, I did not assume that. That's if we know, suppose we know, that among the donors, they are mamzer. Among the donors, the medical students.
Excuse me, Rebbe, though,
yeah.
when she goes to the doctor, so the doctor is taking the bottle.
I know.
He's taking from all these old.
I know. The doctor, the doctor takes it from several medical schools. Yes, I know. But I mean, I'm just assuming, let's assume the case where we know that there are donors who are mamzer. We know that. And she comes to the medical school for this treatment. And then, so then it would definitely be a min of kuvua. Then it would definitely be a min of kuvua. It still wouldn't be kavua midraisi even in such a case. Why? Because Rishonim say, when is it kavua midraisi when the Yisrael is nikah ben kelim? Let's say, tishach nuis meichet psar shvuto, one chanus in mecheres psar nevela. So we know exactly where that chanus is. But if, let's say, it's misari, let's say, by dovachoshu, that does not become bottle, it's misari, so the Yisrael is not nikah ben kelim, Rishonim say, that he does not have a din of kavua midraisi. Midraisi, we would apply, even in Kima Kriyas, we would apply the din of Kolikoris. Why? Because the Yisrael is not Nikah in Kima. So midraisi, it wouldn't be kavua, because the Yisrael is not Nikah in Kima, as it was pointed out last time by someone. Now it's that there, you see, I mean, someone in the medical school knows when he takes it, from whom he takes it. But then, let's say, months later, no one becomes mixed up, I mean, and no one knows. So it's not Nikah ben Kelim. So if there is, even if we know that one of the donors was a mamzer, so it's not Nikah ben Kelim. If it's not Nikah ben Kelim, so it's not kavua midraisi. But with Rabbanon, there is a din of kavua even when it's not Nikah ben Kelim. So in such a case, if we knew that one of the donors was a mamzer, even if just one, so then it would be kavua, and it certainly be osa. It would be kavua midrabanan, and the vlad would be osa. Now, but the fact is that we don't know whether one of the donors is a mamzer or not. It might be, because you see, the majority of the donors are certainly not truly regarded as the child of artificial insemination. Why? Because if it's a Jew, a non-mamzer, so is he kosher, and if it's a goy, it's a non-mamzer. So only a Jew, a mamzer, he is a possibly regarded as artificial insemination. So we don't know. We don't know. So in other words, if it became established that one of the donors is a mamzer, then the blood would be awesome. But as long as it is not established, so then there's another suffix that is added. There's another suffix that is added. A svetzweg, so maybe it's a svetzweg. Yes? Now, I assume the case where the man who donated that specimen did it in the medical school. I assume such a case. I mean, I don't know whether this is the case, whether they do it in the medical school or they do it in clinics and then it is turned over to medical school, that I don't know. One second, I'll discuss that. Now, I assume the case, just that, for the sake of argument, that the specimens are submitted in the medical school. And also, I assume the case where the woman comes to the medical school. So even in such a case, and I also assume the case where we know that one of the donors is a mamza. So then it's definitely kavua, not kavua midaraisa, but kavua midarabam. Now, the second question that arises.
Before you leave this question, Olamir, if she would go to the doctor and the specimen was brought from the medical school to the doctor's office.
Yes, one second. I'll discuss it. Now, the second question is, suppose she goes to the doctor, and the doctor, of course, got it from a medical school. So that will answer the other question. Even if we assume that the specimens are submitted in a clinic and then the clinics turn it over to the medical school, so then the medical school is like the doctor, you see. So does it have a din of kavua in the doctor's office, or it does not have a din of kavua in the doctor's office? Now, on that, there is a distinction between the kavua midaraisa and the kavua midarabanan. By kavua midaraisa, so then we say that if by kavua midaraisa, so we say that if a person took a biodaim, let's say he bought it from the chanus, then it's of course kavua. Suppose he didn't take it in a chanus, but he was looking through the window, and his window was just across the street from the teisha, from the esachanuis, and he saw that an akum went into a store, into one of the 10 stores, and bought meat, and he didn't know which store the akum bought, and then the akum comes up to his house, and he presents him with the meat. So in other words, it's pure soli for Neinu, but not the Yodai. So then, if he himself saw it, even though the Lekicha B'Yodai was by Neinakum, not by Israel, so it still has a din of Kavua. If it's pure soli for Neinu. If it's pure soli for Neinu, so it still has a din of Kavua. But there is a Machlekes, the Rosh and the Ran, as to whether it has a din of Kavua Miraise or it has a din of Kavua Midrabam. So the Rosh and Teisves, they hold that it's Pirish Lifaneinu, let's say, if he watches through the window, which is across the street from the Chanuyis, and he sees that an Akum is buying meat, and then the Akum brings it to his house, and he doesn't know from which store the Akum bought it, so it's certainly awesome. According to Teisves, and so in the Rosh, so it's awesome with the Raisi. And according to the Ran, when does it have a din of kavua midraise, only in the likiche biyodai? But if there is no likiche biyodai, so then it is not osa midraise. It's not osa midraise, but it's osa midraise. Or suppose he looks through the window and he sees that a piece of meat by itself falls out from the window of the store, and he doesn't know bridge. So of course it's osa. Whether it's osa midraisa or not, that's the machlekes teisves and the ran. According to teisves and the rosh, so it's osa midraisa. It's kuvua midraisa. According to the ran, when is it have a din of kuvua midraisa? Only when there is lekicha biyodayim from the kuvua. But if there is no lekicha biyodayim by Israel from the kuvua, so then it does not have a din of isa midraisa. So then it's not kavua midrash. But certainly with Rabbanon it has a idea of kavua. But suppose it's pirish aloy bifaneinu. Somebody walks and near the stores he finds a piece of meat. He knows it fell out from one of the stores. But he didn't observe as it fell out. So then it's put with Rabbanon. Then we say, call the police, move the police. Even though he found the piece of meat near the stores. So as long as it's pirish aloy bifaneinu, then we apply kol diporis, and even with Rabbanon we apply the din of kol diporis. This is ligabei kavua, where the iser is nikabim kevim. Ligabei teisha chanuis meiches psach shchuto, one chanus sells psach nevel. Suppose, but then we have another kavua that is not kavua midraise, where the iser is not nikabim kevim. Let's say the vachoshu v'balechayim shenisavu did not become bottled. And the Chachomim declared that it has a din of kavua. It's not kavua midraise. Why is not kavua midraise? Because the yisar is not nikabim kevim. So memelo midraise we say regarding balachayim or the choshev shenisavu. We say kol diporis pireis. If he takes away one, so we say kol diporis more the poris. But the Chachomim declared that it has a din of kavua, even though the Israel is not mitamim kevim. Even though the Israel is not mitamim kevim, so it still has a din of kavua. Now, this aloha of ligabe, artificial insemination, so the Israel is not mitamim kevim. Because even the medical schools, or in the clinics, they don't know. Only one man at first knows, but then it's not known. So it's mixed up. So it is like Balachayim or Dova Choshev Shenisav. So there the halacha is that even Pirish, so we have a machlekes Hashem. According to many Rishen, according to Rabbi Netam Shite, so just as by Kavua de Reis, we say that if it is Pirish Aloy Bifonei, it's called the poris mirubi poris, even with Rabbonon. So even by kavua with Rabbonon, where the Israel is not nikabim kemei. So you also say called the poris mirubi poris, if it's pirish aloy bifanei. That's Ramata. And through the Gemara in Zvochi, says, Rabbi Chato she nisarbo, if one of Chato Yisav Neseis was nisarbo with others, so, or Echatos was Nisari with who? So Yomusu Kulom. So Yomusu Kulom. So the Gemara says, V'nifrisu denaide, let us Samim manipulate the older Balachayim should move away, and then we should say, all the Boris, all the Boris. So the Gemara says, Gzeiro Shemitach Manatavua. So Amtam says, that applies only Ligabi Kochi. There is that Gzeiro. But by whom there is no such Gzeiro. So that means, according to Rabbi Netam, so just as by kavua de raise, if it's pirish aloy bifaneinu, it's muter. So mele gabi kavua de rabbonon, we also say that pirish aloy bifaneinu, it's muter. But the other is when are we gezer zero shem yidach min kavua? That's only gabi kochi. But the other is in the other is machelik rametam, and they say that the rabbonon of zero shem yidach min kavua applies not only to kochi, but applies to everything. So that means that by Balachayim Shenisarv, so it has a din of kavua mid Rabbanon. So even if it's pirish aloy bifaneinu, according to the Rig, even if it's pirish aloy bifaneinu, so it's still awesome. So it's still awesome. It's still awesome. Why? Because of Zeiro Shemayikach kavua. So kavua de Rabbanon is more humble than kavua de Reis. Why kavua de Reis if it's pirish aloy bifaneinu? Let's say if somebody finds a piece of meat near the stores, none of which sells shchuto, and one of which sells nevelo, he finds it near the stores, so he's muta to eat it lechatchile, even with Rabbanon. They are not gezer gzeiro shemitach min kavua, because otu birshiyas kinon. I mean, why should we be gezer? That's what the Ri says. Why should we gaze here that he'll take it in that one? He knows exactly which Hanus is itself treife. How would the person, how would the Jew there go into a treife store and buy from that store? So we don't have to be gaze there. Mashenkin by Baal Chaim Shenisavu, there it's not kavua midraise. It's not nikav in teime. So then, if we allowed the case of Pirei Shalom Foneinu, so one might be tempted to take it from the Kavua, and then it would be also the Rabbanon. So Mele, the Chachomim Asad, even the case of Shalom Foneinu. So in other words, all the Sheni Machlik Avraham Etam. But there is a Machlikes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. Both the Rashbo and the Rosh are Chilik Avraham Etam, because according to Rabbanon Etam, so it is Muta by whom, even not only in Pirei Shalom Foneinu, but even if it is Pirish Bikavone, but he doesn't see as it is Pirish. Let's say, suppose according to the Rabbanan Tam, suppose one treife, a Balchai, would be Misari with 1,000 that are sharing. So according to the Rashbo, so it is Oseh, if he is mischaving that it should be Pirish, let's say if he causes a disturbance, near Bishadinaide, he causes a disturbance, he covers his eyes, and then he starts pushing the behemoths. And Memele, while he covers his eyes, so Memele, all the behemoths spread, they become scattered in different directions. One behemoth goes one direction, the other behemoth goes another direction. That's mischaving lahafish, even though it's not lifonov, because he doesn't see how they are scattered. He covers up his eyes and he starts pushing the behemoths near Bishadinaide. So that, according to the Rashbo, then it becomes osa, because it's a manipulated pirish memele. In other words, b'mischav. It's a pirish memele, but a manipulated pirish memele. But if it's shaloi b'mischavein, it's pirish memele. Shaloi b'mischavein, let's say, a one behemoth treifo was misarei with many the behemoths that are cheireis, and then, without manipulating it, then he comes over, he sees that it's Pirish. So then it's Mutar, according to the Rashi. And according to the Rosh, so even then it's Osa. In other words, we are gazing here, the Zero of Shidon Metavut. Now, the Mechaber and the Ramo passed in Simen Kufyut like the Rashi. In other words, not like Abinatam. In other words, so if it was Mishavin Lahafrish, even though he didn't see it, he covered his eyes and he manipulated the Pirish Memele, so then it's Osa. But if it's Pirish Memele, an unmanipulated Pirish Memele, so then it's Muta. The Shachen, other Paskins, other Rishin, Poskin Paskin like the Rosh. And the Shachen, the Taz, are Machmir like the Rosh. So in other words, so where the Isar is not Mitabim Keime, so then even Pirish Memele is Osa. In other words, we see that there is a Chumre, Gabi Kavua Midrabonon, that does not apply to Kavua Midraise. But Gabi Kavua Midraise, where it's not Nikabim Keimei, so then if it's Pirish Memele, it's certainly Mutar, it's Midrabonon. But where it's Kavua Midrabonon, by Kavua Midraise, where it's Nikabim Keimei, so then Pirish Memele is certainly Mutar. But Gabi Kavua Midrabonon, where the Israel is not Nikabim Keimei, like Gabal Lechayim, Shenisavu. So we don't know which one is the Iser, where the Iser is not Nikav and Kamei. So then, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is that if it was not manipulated, if the Pirish was not manipulated, so then it is Mutar. It's Mutar. But if the Pirish is manipulated, so then it is Osa. Now let us apply it. Now, these are the Chittas. Now let us apply it here. In the case where we know that they are mamzeri, don't know, and if the Isha comes to the place of the Mekei Makriyas, let's say assuming that the men who donate the semen, so they do it in the medical school, and if the Isha comes to the medical school, to become the recipient of it, so then, and if we know that one of the donors is a mamzer, So then it certainly would be a case of Tumah. No doubt. Kavua midrabanan, but it would be Kavua. Now suppose that the men submit it to a clinic. And then the clinics turn it over to medical schools. And then the medical schools turn it over to doctors. In other words, it's not in the original Mikimakris. In the original Mikimakris. So how did it come to the doctor's office? By someone. It came by someone. So in other words, it's Pirish Aloy. It's Pirish Aloy Bifoneinu. So in such a case, it's Pirish Aloy Bifoneinu. So to the and in this case I think that this case would have been like Pires Bikabon. In other words, according to Rabbi Nitam, who says that all applies only to Kochim, so even when it's manipulated, even when the Pires Mimele is manipulated, so by whom? We are not Gezer Shem Yikach Nakavua, and we only gaze there by Kochim. So here too, it would have been of Pires Mimele. Mashein came according to the Psak of the Mechaber and Ramo. In other words, to pass like the Rashi, not like Abnatan. So in other words, the din of Gzeiro Shem Yikach Nakavua applies even to who? But the Rashi Shiti is that when do we say Gzeiro Shem Yikach Nakavua only if the Pires Mimele is manipulated? But if the Pires Mimele is accidental, it's not manipulated. So then it's Muta, this is the Psak of the Mechaber and Ramon. The Shach and the Taz are Machmir. Yeah. All right. But let's pass like the Mechaber and Ramon. Well, you can rely on the Mechaber and Ramon, the two of them together. So, but they pass that only when it's Pires Mimele, when it's an accidental Pires Mimele. But if it's a manipulated Pires Mimele, in other words, if he covers up his eyes and then he starts, say, causes a disturbance among the behemoths, so the behemoths should be scattered, so then it's us. Because then we are Geizeir, Shema Yikach Menatavua, there's the Pshat of Ischono. So in other words, we don't pass like Abnetan, in any way. So even Bimokim Efset Meruve, so where he was Mishavin Lafrise, even though it's Pires Mimele, so it's us. Even Bimokim Efset Meruve and Bishasatcha, and so on. So this seems to me should have been like Mishavin, a manipulated Pires Mimele. Because it's arranged, deliberate. I mean it's deliberate, I mean it's done. I mean there is a whole setup.
But it's not with the intention of causing a
Of course it is. For what purpose is it done? Just for as in order to play? I mean it's done for exactly that purpose to accommodate the recipient, you see, that's why it's done. So it's mishavin, exactly it's mishavin. And then if it's mishavin lahavdish, so there is no halacha. I understand what you have in mind. In other words, it was not done deliberately by that woman who comes to the doctor's office. But it's mentioned that's mentioned in the din in Simei Kufiyu. That suppose one is mishavin that it should be Pires Mimele. So everybody is osa, even those who are not responsible for it. So, as long as it's manipulated, this is certainly manipulated. It's certainly manipulated.
Okay,
so, in other words,
apply only of a balantayim, but I mean, where it's not a balantayim, I mean, you can't even apply it. How can it manipulate them?
It is manipulated.
But it couldn't be mamela.
The Mikimakris, let's say, is the clinic or the medical school. I don't know the facts. So one of the two. And then
the possibility of the other side.
Yes, you do.
Why not?
Why?
How can it be mamela? I mean, what is going to get up and walk to the office by yourself?
I can visualize a case of mamela. It's not likely. Let's say, I mean, if a man left this specimen, and then somebody, a child came and took it away, and then it was found in a different place. So then it would be a case of Pires Mimele. But this is not a situation. This is not a situation. So this is a manipulated Pires Mimele. So Mimele, according to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, it would be awesome. So that would be some Mimele. It seems to me that if we know that among the medical students who donate semen for that purpose, there is a mamzer, so then the vlad would be osa. But I think that as long as we don't know whether there is among the medical students or a mamzer, so then there is a svekzveki. So in other words, first of all, maybe he is.
There is no
mamzer, and assuming that there is a mamzer, so it's mechtzal mechtzal. And here, the mechtzal mechtzal is only midrabanan, because midraise. So we certainly could say svekzveki in such a case. So in other words, if a mamzer is not established among the donors, then the vlad would be muter. If a mamzer is established among the donors, then it seems to me that the vlad is also already called, unless it is found out that the donor of this specimen that gave rise to this vlad was not a mamzer. Except according to Rabbi Tam, so then it would be muter even without it. That's how it seems to me. Now, I'm not passing in La'aloche because, I mean, La'aloche, if I had to pass in such a shaila, I mean, I probably would spend half a year, I mean, without doing anything else. And you understand yourselves that I don't have the time.
What was the spec fake of this instrument?
Yeah, what is that? Maybe there is no mamzer among the donors.
Even if there is, maybe there is.
So it's mechtzal mechtzal, so it's not a subject.
When Rebbe says that it may be svek-svek, is that only when it's not kavua midrabanan? What would happen in the case where it comes right from the medical school, where there is a specific issue midrabanan?
No, it still wouldn't be kavua midraise. It still wouldn't be kavua midraise.
And we could apply svek-svek there also.
Because when is there kavua midraise, if the issa is nikabim kemi? But here the situation is of such character that it's not nikabim kemi. No one knows. Originally, Kenta said last time, that originally someone knows, but then it becomes mixed up and no one knows. So it's not Nikab and Kevin. No. Mishavin, as long as it was Mishavin, it's Mishavin, Li Espiris Mimele. As long as it is Mishavin, Li Espiris Mimele. No other motivation.
So what is the concern of Mimele when it's like the other thing is something which already happened?
That's the demon simen kufyut. Well, let's say one man caused a disturbance. Let's say a treife, one behemoth treife was nisari with 1,000 behemoth chairs. And it's a balchai, so it does not become bottle. The bachoshev, the balchai does not become bottle. And then a person came over, didn't ask anyone, just a person took the initiative and while covering his eyes. So he caused a disturbance. He started to push the behemoths. Then the behemoths started to shout. Behemoths became frightened. They all scattered in different directions. So according to Rabbi Tam, it would be muter. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that every behemoth of these behemoths, of the 1,000, so is us. Is us. Even though it's Piris Menele. Why? Because it was manipulated. So everyone is osa, even the person who did not cause this disturbance, who did not manipulate it. So everyone, as long as one person manipulated it, so Mimele it's osa.
And if it was Mimele, so that's Machlokas, the Rashba and the Rush.
What is it?
If it's not Mimele, if he doesn't disturb them and he leaves them all lumped together.
Oh, he by itself, Mamesh. So then it's Machlokas, the Rashba and the Rush, and the Psak of the Machaber and the Ramo is like the Rashba. But if it's Mishavi, that it should be Pires Mimele, so then it is osa. So in a case where we know that one of the donors is a mamzer, so then it seems to me that the vlad should be osa unless it is determined that his father was not a mamzer. So but in the case, in the ordinary case, I mean we don't know whether one of the donors is a mamzer. So it seems to me, I mean, that it's muta, but I don't pass in it. I mean, I didn't delve into the Indian at all. Yeah, well, that's there. Now the next...
Well, before we get to the next can we come to the conclusion that where the donor is the woman's very, very, very bowel, Then it would be Mutra, he would come back and
yeah. That I mentioned before.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, that is not a wish I live in. The donor is the Baal, and the Isho is not because Zayin Ibn Iduso, and she was Tivelis. After the Zayin Ibn Iduso, so then it seems, I mean, that it's Muter, even though it's not, it's still Zayin Ibn Iduso. But of course, this is all, this only means that if the thing had been done already, if this abomination, this perversion had been done already, and the Shiloh is Ligabi the Vat, but to do it, that's a perversion, abomination. It certainly comes within the Isaiah of Tmai Seras Mitzrayim Lisasu, and also, I mean, in the usual case, so it also comes within the Isaiah of Molo Ratzimo, because Ligabri Molo Ratzimo, we do not apply called the Poris Merubi Poris. We see that Rabbeinu Peretz says that a woman is not allowed to sleep on the sheet of another man. There, it's, I mean, the chance is so small. It's probably one in a million. Maybe not even that. So it's just the Raisa. Why? Because the Torah is so makpid and the union of Yiches that it should be known who is whose brother or who is whose sister. And so in respect to Molo Orezimo, so we are makpid so much. So obviously, if let's say he takes, let's say from the medical school or from the doctor's office, so there is a possibility that it's a brother or married sister, even though from the point of view of what? It's called the police, but Ligabi Molo Orezimo, so the din of called the police doesn't apply. But once it is done, once in other words, so when one does it, so is Eva to Yisurin. First the Yisar of Kemolo Orezimo, and also the Yisar of Maiseras Mitzrayim Lisasu. Even if he knows, not Stam, but even if he knows that the Simon is of an Akum, so then Molo Orezimo wouldn't apply, but the Yisar of Maiseras Mitzrayim Lisasu would apply. But suppose a child was already born, and the question is in regard to Lovi Bikol. So I think that as long as it is not established that there was a donor a mamzer, that the vlad is muta Lovi Bikol.
The claim was that
It's not one of the Isur Beneach. Zayin Mitzvah Beneach Molorat Zimo. So I mean that the Maaseh Eretz Mitzrayim, it's not mentioned that the Maaseh Eretz Mitzrayim should apply to Beneach. But Rabbi Nissim Goyen says in his Akdome to the Pirush Ambroches, the Akdome, you'll find it in the Big Moras Ambroches. So he says that even something that is not included in the Zayin Mitzvah Neneach, it doesn't mean that if a Goy does it, so he's a nice person if he does it, even though it's not included. Shekol ma shetolu bi wunted libe. Anything that the comments, that the ethical consciousness dictates, harin ischayvu kol boyerim or mitzad asir. So too, he is not muzam mitzad zayin mitzad neneach. He is not muzam mitzad zayin mitzad neneach. But any beneach who, let's say, now, let's take a good example. Al shish harayis mitzadud neneach. Now, there is a machlikes in Gemara whether a Beneach is Muta Bibitei or a Beneach is also Bibitei. The Rambam is that a Beneach is Muta Bibitei. Muta Bibitei. There are some Rishenim who pass through the Beneach is also Bibitei. But the Psaka Rambam is that a Beneach is Muta Bibitei. Now, suppose a Beneach, he lives with his daughter. What would you say about him? Is it degenerated, they demoralized the Kalaw first? Why? It's not one of the Zayin Mitzvah Beneach. But Kol Dovar Shetolo Beivunta Deribe. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam had consideration for men. So in other words, he did not impose upon him this Yisar Beinish. Now for Zayin Mitzvah, so there is a Chiyuv Misa. But that doesn't mean that anything that was not explicitly by the Ribbono Shel Olam to be neach, that it's all right to do it. Kol dovar shetolo beivunta deribe. So So he's indecent, so it's not mitzad the din of Neneach, but mitzad Musar, mitzad Seichel. Mitzad Seichel. As Rashi says, we also came there in the incident in connection by Shrem, because after the Mabu, so the woman is so good to her Satzma. Good to her Satzma. From Arias.
Why don't you take a neighbor there, because God gave the Tariyah?
No, they were Gidar Atzmim even when it's not, does not involve any guests. True, yeah.
Conversely, that's an idea just the right
way of
Rav,
where
you
do Shepsel
and
Kate
and
Rav
himself
against Rav. Rav,
and
Rav, yeah.
And Rav says, Makakro
Sarto. So the Gemara says, he's Nenesh. And conversely, now, did that too. That's right. That's the Ramban. Even by a Jew. Who is Mechuyev Tayad Mitzvahs, and the Rambam points out in Sefer HaMitzvah that there are many more Mitzvahs than Tayad Mitzvahs. If we were to include all the Mitzvahs that are deduced by means of the Midrash HaTorah and the Rashi Ben, so it would be Eilele Halofi. When we say Tayad Mitzvahs, it means only Mitzvahs and Poroshes Batal. So even by a Jew who is Mechuyev in thousands of Mitzvahs, so the Rambam says, Yesh Loch Novo Besus HaTorah, so in other words, he can comply with all the thousands of Mitzvahs. Or the Torah and still be enough. So lachas kamo v'chamo kavachim ha-bemnei shal kavachim ha-bemnei achu is only mitzume and zayin mitzvahs that it can be a real novel and even a barbarian. Now let's say, this, to me, I mean, it seems to me that this Indian, I mean, of artificial insemination is a barbaric act. That's how it seems to me. Maybe I am fanatical, I don't know. I mean, you might call me whatever you want. But it seems to me that this is a barbaric act. It's a barbaric act. I mean, this is destructive of all concepts of sneers and of family life and of everything. To me, it appears to be a barbaric act. And Alpidin, it is like that. Because you see from the Ravon that it comes within the Isser of Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim. Now, what is the gist of the Isser of Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim? Ish Nisei, Maronisim HaMitzrayim. Ish Nisei Ish, homosexuality, Ish Nisei Ish, lesbian activity, and Ish Nisei Ish Neanoshim. I mean, all kinds of perversions. So the Isser of Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim is really an Isser against perversions. And this is a perversion. So even a Beneach is not Musa Mitzadayim is a Beneach, but Kol Tola Shetolo we want to deliver. Yeah.
But
Ryan is a symbol of the
great
shebel.
All right,
fine.
From their point of view, it's not really
such
a terrible thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
What
are
the facts? Good. I'm talking to Yehudi right now. Yeah. It's a perversion.
No.
From the point of view, the great shebel is a very, very
convenient
supermarket procedure.
I understand that the practice may be indulged once or twice
without ever anyone saying about this family, this responsible, which may be your family, some reason and so forth, that they are barbaric. So, you know, maybe in the fall, but
I didn't say, Chas v'shalom, I mean, you misunderstood me. I didn't say that one who practices that is a barbarian. I didn't say that. That I didn't say. I said that this act is a barbaric act. Now, what is barbaric? I mean, barbaric, that's just a terrible word. Barbarian, you see, the Greeks called all the other nations, they called barbarians. This is the name that the Greeks applied to all other nations. That was not civilized. That was something that is not consistent with genuine civilized life is barbaric. Unfortunately, people today do not have the right concept of genuine civilized life. That's the unfortunate thing. But barbaric is not such a terrible word. But I didn't say criminal. I didn't say that it's a criminal act. I said it's a barbaric act. It's not consistent with civilized life. Now, what does civilized life mean? Civilized life means something that is conducive to the upbuilding of the world. Upbuilding of the world, not only in a physical sense, from the point of view of genes, but upbuilding of the world in a total sense. That's right, I mean, a spiritual sense too. So in that sense, artificial insemination is barbaric. That does not mean that the person who does it because of an overwhelming desire to have children is a barbarian. I didn't say that. But this act is barbaric. Every person does some barbaric acts in his life, unfortunately. And that comes within the concept of Hashem. In Tzadik Boaz, Hashem has a table of Yechto. So there are all kinds of Chatoim. Sometimes there are Chatoim that are barbaric Chatoim.
And it is possible that out of these barbaric acts, they become a very
notifying
extent of.
Why do you
say no?
I'm talking about barbaric acts.
So the child wouldn't be a Ben Nida. Why
Nida
that?
But I mean, would you apply the term barbaric act to this type of artificial?
No. Why did I say this barbaric? Because Machli, because the Rabban says and the din of Noshim Amzuoli Zubezu, in other words, the love of Li, Kimaser Az Mishraim Isasu, Shehoyu Machlifin Shechvazdera Shechibun Balein. So that's artificial insemination? Where the zera is of another man, not of the husband. But where the zera is of the husband, how could it be barbaric? How could it be barbaric? Tell me, the only child that arose is Ligabe Yitzra Zerah Batolo. So there is a higher from Gemara in Givonis that this wouldn't involve an Isau Yitzra Zerah Batolo. But certainly not barbaric. How is that barbaric? When the zera is of another man, then it's barbaric.
One other thing. What would be the halacha as far as the Uno calling up the Torah or Abedus is concerned?
In other words, if the artificial insemination is applied to the husband himself,
yeah.
and the husband is a Kayan,
yeah.
So a child would be a Kayan.
What about the problem of the people in the case where...
According to the Taz, however, you see, according to the Taz, however, so the child wouldn't be a Kayan according to the Taz. But according to the Bishmuel, he would be a Kayan. He could be called up, he could do. According to the Taz, he couldn't do.
Now, during this interim, you did not discuss where the bowel is the donor. You did not discuss the I don't remember you discussing the
No, I didn't mention it. Uh-huh. Because they wouldn't say. I said that the Marsham said that it does not involve the Chuvah Marsham. It does not involve the Nisa of Yitzhak Zahra Batola. Because it's for the purpose of having children, so it's not Israel Zarulatol.
The whole point we were discussing whether there's a mamzer in medical school would be a sfeik or not, but don't we also have to determine specifically that there are no Yehudim in medical school? Because if there are any Yehudim in medical school, there'd be an Isa of Malach Kalar Zima and there'd be an Isa.
Of course! The Isa of Malach Zima, that's Ishayach. The question is he allowed to do it? But of course he's out there.
Did it, there would be no Isa of Malach
Kalar Zima. The child is there already. The child is there already.
Zima is there. Then it's also,
even if we know that the Zera is of a boy, then it's also. But the child is, I discussed all that in connection with the child that is there already. Now, the Gemara Chum, I have it.
60 men.
If the donor is a bowel, now first there has to be available. Capable of exceptions, yes. In this case, I mean, for the testing purposes, there probably would be, because here it's not right away we'll see us. I mean,
No, so that is the children Shlos Yavetz. That, in other words, from that Gemara, that Gemara really deals with such a question. In other words, that it's muter to manipulate the Tzoa Zera for the purpose of determining whether one is a Kutsua Dak or not. So Gemara says, I mean, that you apply something very hot, and that results in carry. So that's the raya of the Shlos Yavetz, that if it's for the purpose, let's say, of enabling a person to have children for Tzirah Godel, Tzirah Mitzvah, then it's not Yisrael Zerla. Now, the next topic is autopsy. Yes, now that we'll discuss today, the balance of the time that is left today and tomorrow. Yeah. So Rabbi Weiss raised a question. So I said, in other words, if the father of the child, we know that the father of the child is a Kohen. So according to the Ben Shmuel, he can be called to the Torah. That's probably the Tazna.
And the father now brings the child by artificial termination.
And it was from a different man.
Yeah, we don't know.
I mean, but not from the husband. So then, of course, how could you give him Aliyah as a Kohen? Most Jews, most are going. So, from the point of view of Kol Depon, so the father isn't even a Jew, but the blood is
such
a Jew because the mother endowed him with the Shas Yisrael.
Yes, such a child needs to be born.
So I mentioned that when such a child is born, so in order to be mutalovi bikor, I think that the rabbi should require him to undergo tefillah. But of course the rabbonim do not require a child who is known to be the child of a goy tefillah. So they wouldn't require tefillah in this case. But I think that in the case where one is known to be a vlad of Hakum Abel Bas Yisrael, so he should be subjected to tefillah. In order to be Yitzhak, that Chidas Alishayim, Chidas Rashi and Gushin, and Chidas Teitz Ves, and Yigomes. So maybe here too. After all, from the point of view of Rob, so we have to assume that the Donor was a Goy. The Donor was a Goy, so the Melech should require to. Now, the question of autopsy, involves two shailas, two issues. One is the Iser of Nivu Hames, and one is the Iser of Iser Hanoil Hames. Now, I mean, I'm not saying that there is an Iser Hanoil involved, but it has to be discussed. Hanoil, you know, one is not allowed to have Hanoil from a mess. Hanoil from a mess. There are some Machenim who say that when you perform an autopsy upon a mess in order to learn, to acquire medical knowledge, so then you have a lawyer from the mess. Whether it is so or not, it has to be considered. But it might involve an Isra Anoye. Now, Isra Anoye of the mess is an Isra Beraisi. The Gemara learns it out from the Zereshavi of Shosh, Shom, Shom. Batom is Shom Miryom, and Shom is mentioned in connection with Tegla Rufe. Just as Tegla Rufe is also Banoye, so Imen is also Osea. Also, Osa Banoye. Whether the Isa Anoye of the Mess, the Isa the Raise of the Mess, Osa Banoye, it applies to a Mess Akum, that's a Machlekes Rishen. From Teisves, in Borokamed, Afnum Veiz, it's Mashma, that a Mess Akum does not come within the Isa Anoye. Afnum Veiz in Nun Veiz in Borokamed. But the Rambam Shite, and also, I think that the Tshuva Saraj Bo mentions the Ramban. So, and the Shita of Ritvo is that even a Mesaku is subject to the Yisar Hanoi, it writes. So there is a Machlokes Rishonim whether the Yisar Hanoi of the Mes is awesome, it applies to an Akum or not. Some Rishonim say that inasmuch as you learn it out from Miriam, we deduce it exo shove shom shom Miriam, and Miriam was the Israelis, so that the Israeli of Emes applies only to Israel, not an Akum. Some of the Shem say that it applies to an Akum also. Now, there is a whole Mishnah Melech. At the end of Hilchos Aveilos, it's a very long Mishnah Melech.